This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about me and the team. If you want to call the show for any reason at all, you just want to call and say, I love you. You're amazing. I get these notes all the time. They're kind of like love letters. Seriously. A lot of the ladies, Kevin, I love your show. I love this, whatever. One lady sent me a note, something about, did I work with something with autism? I don't do anything with autism except I've written a lot about it. And I love the autistic children because they have so much to offer. Their brains work very different than ours, and there's so much of a glimpse of God in them, where we get, you know, just are so bombarded with all of the inputs from around us. These autistic children, whether they've got Asperger's or whatever, they can focus to such a degree, and they are so talented. Love them. I just really do. And I'm fascinated by the whole, just that whole notion of how the brain works. And we are so quick to dismiss people that don't think that we, you know, like we do. You can't be the life of the party. People are, oh, it's such a wallflower. There's a reason in this world for everybody. And I love that we find our place in the sun. That's what makes this such a beautiful thing to be. It's a beautiful thing to be a human on this planet. Because the gift of God has been given to all of us, and it's different, and it's for you to find it. And liberals don't look for the gift of God because most of them don't believe in God. They think they are God. So when they find themselves a little different, they can't handle it. They want to commit suicide. They got to join up with this particular group or that thing. Let me tell you something. If you're a conservative and you understand, look, I'm different. I'm different. I think differently than people. It's okay. I don't need to join a group to validate who I am. I'm different, and that's okay. I don't know. I could talk about this subject for hours, but I love these guys. I love, I talk about this kid all the time. He's a black kid. He's got autism, and they took him up in a helicopter ride, and they gave him a ride of New York, and he drew New York to scale. I'm just saying, imagine getting they were up in the air for 10 minutes. They circled New York. And this kid draws New York to scale. Now, you may think you're pretty special. I don't know what you do for a living. But if you could go up in 10 minutes in a helicopter ride and draw New York to scale, I consider you a genius. Now, this kid had no interpersonal skills. He was lacking all kinds of other things. But that, he was genius. And see, that's where I would focus him. I wouldn't worry about, hey, meet my buddy here who has no interpersonal skills so you can ridicule him and feel sorry for him that he can't, you know, doesn't understand how to deal with you on an interpersonal level. That's not his bag, baby. But he can outdraw you, and he understands things in a spatial kind of a way that you will never understand. You are a freaking idiot in comparison to him in that respect. I choose to look at him in that respect. I look at the little kids with Down syndrome, and I look at them and say to myself, look at how friendly this person is. Unfiltered. They'll tell you what it is about yourself without any malice. How would you like to know when somebody tells you something that it comes from the heart? There's nothing intent. There's no ulterior motive. I'm not trying to get in your wallet. I'm not trying to get in your pants. I'm not trying to get in your good graces. I'm just telling you something. And you can take it at face value. What kind of life would it be if we could take our comments at face value and know that it's to be trusted? Isn't that what draws you to conservatism? That you say, you know, I'm listening to Kevin Jackson. I want to believe. That he's telling me something and I can take it at face value. That he really will fight for this country. That he really is about helping the common man. That it is not personal. That, you know, sure, if there's something to be gained from it, congratulations to him. But, I'm speaking in third person of Kevin Jackson. That's not what the game is about. When the guys, we set up our foundation, he says to me, Kevin, why are you setting up this foundation? I said, because we want to help people. He goes, that's what I thought. He asked me again in another way, like 30 minutes later. So, Kevin, what's this all about? And, you know, because we were talking about how it would be funded and how we would administrate it. And I said, well, the objective is we cover the expenses of administration, but that we get the majority of this money's got to get out to the people. And he goes, that's what I thought you'd say. And I thought, are you trying to trick me? And he goes, no. Nah. He goes, I know who you are, but sometimes it's good to test it. Because this is a guy who's solidly conservative as well. He wants to make sure you're doing this stuff for the right reason. I don't set up foundations to get rich. I don't set up a foundation like the Clintons. So I can go buy multi-million dollar homes and move people's money around and act like I'm doing something. We're going to get to work, man. That's why we're setting up our foundation. And I needed to make it tax deductible so you guys would feel comfortable in saying, hey, now I donate some duckies, I get a tax deduction. Good for all of us. Isn't that what it's set up for? But let me tell you, we're going to move the needle. That's what ours is about. Trump's moving the needle. U.S. jobless rate, 16-year low. Payrolls rose less than expected, 138,000. I don't know what they expected. They're probably making big expectations now. I'm going to tell you, they will revise it up. Unemployment rate's now 4.3, down from 4.4. But consider, folks, people are actually looking for jobs now. That's right. But I love how they talk about the numbers and they give you their speculation. They say things like, cooler hiring may partly reflect the challenge of finding skilled and experienced workers. That's a pretty good comment there. But they said this, because they always have to balance it. But it could also be that businesses are waiting for legislative progress towards administration's plans to cut taxes. But the overall report bolsters expectation for an interest rate cut in June. If they cut the interest rates in June, let me tell you, that's going to signify a lot. That means Donald Trump's on top of inflation. That means that businesses are going to go, they're giving us wiggle room and we no longer have to worry about Barack Obama's idiotic spending and quantitative easing and all these other things. The economy is growing on its own. Holy Toledo. That happens. Folks, you are witnessing something, I don't know if I can explain to you how well things are going for us. Just be glad you're on the side of righteousness, that you voted in the right person. We got a lot to talk about. I want Megyn Kelly interviewed Vladimir Putin, and I swear you got to hear this exchange that they had that we're going to be playing this hour. And I want to talk more about Kathy Griffin. If we don't do it this hour, we will next hour. Senator Al Franken, do-nothing interloper. And then I want to talk about the Paris con job that's been going on, and maybe in context with Russia. So keep it moving.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Glad you guys are with me. I saw, you guys know I'm a Fox News contributor. Well, most of you do anyway. And I'm very proud to be a Fox News contributor. But I'm, you know, it was funny. I was talking to some PR people and they were kind of like, well, Kevin, I mean, a lot of people are Fox News contributors. And I was like, no, I'm more than a Fox News contributor. And I'm not overstating it. When it's the truth, I'm going to tell you the truth about it. There are Fox News contributors that come on when they're asked to come on, and there are those that are invited to do things like, Outnumbered, which is what I've been on now for almost every month for the past 4 months or so. And it seems like a recurring thing that they want me on. And so you have those types where they're saying, Kevin, we want to look at expanding your role, and I'm happy for that. I really am, because, you know, I think that, being honest, the things that we say that my team develops are very pertinent. So we're working on things like this, and so part of that evolution within Fox News, I credit Megyn Kelly for. And I'm the type of person, am I the biggest fan of Megyn Kelly in terms of her politics? The answer is no. Am I a fan of Megyn Kelly as an individual who saw what I had to bring and said, Kevin, I want to help you bring that out? Yes, I am. We didn't agree. In fact, a couple times, Megan and I were contentious on the program, but she had me on, and it was consistent, and I know how she felt about me, and I will not lose that side of things, despite what a lot of people get mad. Megan Kelly's a piece of crap. Whatever. Okay, you can feel that way. I'm not going to be mad at you for feeling the way you feel, but Megan impacted my career positively. And she did it knowing that we were not philosophically the same. That takes some guts. So there you have it. But anyway, she's left Fox for greener pastures. And in her debut on the new network, NBC, she interviews Vladimir Putin in this panel. And I got to tell you, Putin blasted her. Some people said Putin seemed irritated, that she was asking, you know, questions that irritate. But I'm going to tell you, it wasn't irritation. He doesn't have any fear of Megyn Kelly. I think it was more, you know, it's kind of like when I get asked stupid questions on interviews, I'm like, seriously? You know, more, not even disgusted. That's not the right word. Amused would be a better fit if you ask me. And the worst you could say was he was a bit perturbed. It was an economic forum in St. Petersburg, Russia. This happened last week. And she asked Putin about recent comments he made that the accusations about the Russian interference in the U.S. elections are coming from people who did not want to admit defeat, specifically the Clinton campaign. And Putin was like, you know, let's do this. Let's just take a listen, okay?
Mr. Putin, this week you told a French newspaper that Russia is being accused of interfering with the U.S. election by people who lost that election, who don't want to admit defeat. But all 17 of the United States intelligence agencies have concluded that the Russians did interfere with our election. And these are nonpartisan career professionals, Republicans and Democrats alike on Capitol Hill, including President Trump's supporters, and some are your defenders, who have seen the classified intelligence report, have all accepted this conclusion. And even private nonpartisan security firms say the same, that Russia interfered with the U.S. election. Are they all wrong?
Have you read those reports?
I read the non-classified version.
Well, the non-classified version, which is null and void. And who was your tailor? What about the pockets? What about the buttons? Do you have any claims about this suit, about the buttons? No, they are firmly tied, but you can't wear this suit. Can it happen? Yes, it did happen with one of our stand-up comedians, Mr. Aiken. And you've been telling me now about the non-classified versions. I read those reports. Even in those reports, there is no specific evidence, no facts, just assumptions, allegations, and conclusions based on the allegations, nothing more. You know, if there is something specific, concrete, we could discuss that.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Megyn Kelly inquiring of Putin. All 17 of the U.S. intelligence agencies concluded that the Russians did interfere, etc. People across the political spectrum have accepted this findings. Are they wrong? And you can't see this, but Putin removes his earpiece. And it was almost like, seriously? And so then he asked if she read the reports. She says, I read the unclassified version. Now, as a person who knows the inside of this business, as well as body language, I'm going to tell you, I don't believe Megan read those reports. I believe whatever she did, it was a base level skim of the reports, and then she ran with it. And I'm going to tell you something else. If you've ever seen these reports, they're very redacted. The unclassified are so redacted, you can't feel like you've gotten enough information to look at. The person who has access to a lot more information is king. Information is king. Data is king. Putin, I guarantee you, has more information, whether it's through hackers or whatever, than anything Megan has. Now, I understand she's asking these questions, but it's a setup. And Putin's too shrewd for that.
All of the 17 U.S. have concluded. These are conclusions. What say you?
You got to ask questions in a way to make people feel like I'm just trying to get to the truth. If she says something like this, we realize that there's been a lot of misinformation circulating. And the latest report is that 17 American intelligence agencies did this or that. And under that backdrop, you can see there are people that have questions. But maybe let's hear your side of it. What are your thoughts? She doesn't do that's when you know there's an agenda. That's the problem people have with the media these days is they won't allow you. It's not balanced to say, look, we get what's being said here. When you talk about global climate change is a good example. Everything that Gore said, and we'll get into this in a little bit, but everything he says is,
well, there's all proof. Everybody agrees.
Everybody doesn't agree. You're setting things up that you're saying things people don't believe. I would have loved for Putin to have asked Megyn Kelly direct questions from the report. Because let me tell you something. I've wanted to do this. You say, have you read it? Yeah, I've read it. Okay, so there was a section where they said this, that, and the other. And you make it up. And the guy goes, yeah, well, it would. And they answer, and you go, that wasn't even in there. And you go, so there again, here you are making crap up. But instead, Putin ridiculed the unclassified reports. And he alluded that Kelly understood the matter. Understands of the matter amounted to like buttons on a suit. I mean, I think people were trying to figure out what he was saying. He was saying this is as silly as you worrying about what the button is on my suit or this piece of fabric on the lapel or whatever. But one thing that he said rings true. He said that Kelly didn't make a single comment about anything that was irrefutably true. Now, I'm a fan of Megyn, as I told you guys. I'm a fan of her as a person. But if she wants to be ready for prime time, she's going to have to bring Fox News tradition to NBC because that's why they hired her, not for this kind of drama.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know.
GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Afraid of Donald Trump. He's a bully. I've dealt with older white guys trying to keep me down my whole life, my whole career. I'm a woman in a very male-dominated field.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Kathy Griffin came out and did her second press conference, and as you see, whoa, Donald Trump's after her. She's a woman in a male-dominated field, and Donald Trump wants to be the top comedian doing stand-up, apparently. He's bought all the comedy clubs, and he's now saying, I don't want any more Kathy Griffin. I'm done with her. Yeah, you know what? Donald Trump ran his president, his campaign, on the idea that he would deliver America from Kathy Griffin. He'd say, you know what? I know it's somewhere, probably in video, Donald Trump saying, and America will no longer have to deal with Kathy Griffin if I'm elected president. That's what he did. And he did the same thing with all the other naysayers, didn't he? All those Holly weirdos. He said, if you elect me, I will go after them one by one. I will drone them. I will grab Kathy Griffin by, well, maybe not, because that was on his mind, right? And Kathy Griffin, who effectively did jihad on Donald Trump's head, now says it's because she's a woman that she's under attack. It has nothing to do with her actions. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. I want to show you the level of craziness on the left that a woman who essentially chopped off a dude's head, she said, oh, it was a joke. And then she comes back later and goes, it was a really crass joke, and I'm sorry I did it. But, oh, you know what? It's not my fault that I did it. All the fallout that's come since then, that's Donald Trump's fault. There's a rapper, we're going to profile this guy probably tomorrow. I forget his name. Chance the Rapper, is it? He says that the murders in Chicago, the problems in Chicago are Donald Trump's problems. Yeah. See, I just want you to understand, it doesn't matter what happens, it's Donald Trump's problem. Kathy Griffin thought it would be a funny stunt to cut the head off of Donald Trump and hold it up like ISIS. I don't know where your inner filter comes on to say that's a silly thing to do, but she did it because it elicited too many emotions. Forget that it's Trump. If she had done it to Jimmy Kimmel, people would have been appalled. But it was Donald Trump. But instead of just taking the bullet and saying, you know what, stupid thing to do, you know, and I understand I may have to take a break and let things calm down. But no, Kathy Griffin decided, you know what, I'm going to double down. I'm not only going to blame it on misogyny, I'm going to blame it on Donald Trump. Because you know what, that'll work. And I want you to hear the rest of her press conference, okay? Because this is classic liberalism, folks.
But I just wanted to say, you know, if you don't stand up, you get run over. And what's happening to me has never happened ever in the history of this great country, which is that a sitting president of the United States and his grown children and the First Lady are personally, I feel, personally trying to ruin my life forever.
Pardon me while I stop it here, folks. Let me tell you something. You cut off the head of the patriarch of a family and essentially with the little kid, Baron, seeing this and it traumatizing him, the parents, the mother comes out and says, look, horrible thing to do. You know it's horrible. And then you wonder why they come after you. Let me tell you something. My sons, if she had done that and my 10-year-old, she'll be 11 in December, had been traumatized, and my sons were anywhere near Kathy Lee, not hitting a woman, be doggone. They kicked the crap out of her. Because, let me tell you, no kid wants to see his father depicted with his head cut off and it being held up like that. Shame on her. She's blaming the family for what she did and saying, why would they come after me? Which, for the record, they aren't coming after her. They made statements of how crass and how vile and how foul and what a skank this girl was. And they didn't say it as well as I did. They just, you know, they were very classy about it. Which I think I was just classy there. I have other words for Kathy Griffin. But if she expected no reaction, why did she do it? You know, it's funny. Kathy Griffin was so ready to dish it out. But you know what? Like most leftists, she's not ready to take it. And that's where we stand right now. Oh, they didn't do, they're fighting me back. You got to hear the rest of this press conference, so folks, here it is.
You guys know him. He's never going to stop. I know him. Let me talk to like a camera like I'm talking to him. And I might make a couple jokes because I'm super nervous.
As a result of the first family's bullying of her and of those she does business with, Kathy has been vilified. She's been receiving a lot of death threats. She's had her personal website and her social media channels shut down, been fired from multiple jobs, and had multiple events canceled.
Can I just stop for one moment here, folks, and say, yay! Good! Welcome to the party, Kathy Griffin. These are the things that conservatives go through all the time. And it's, you know what, guys? I don't know how many times this has occurred. Bill Maher just used the N-word with Ben Sasse. We don't know what the outcome is going to be of that. So far, not a whole lot of rancor from the silly Negroes on the left. But I don't know what will happen to him. But I got to tell you, and this isn't a karma thing, I'm happy to see Kathy Griffin get her butt kicked publicly to the point where she doesn't know what to do. And we're going to finish this press conference, but I had to stop here. Because that's her attorney jumping in as she was about to make some jokes about Trump because she's nervous. She's never done this. You've done a lot. She's done a lot, folks. And she's finally getting what she's been due for a long time, what many leftists have been due for a long time. And what I predict, many people have been waiting. They've been waiting for their reason to support Donald Trump. Who would do that? She's mad that the Trump family is coming out hard against her. Donald Trump didn't make a single phone call. I don't know if this is a fact, but I'll tell you what I believe. He didn't make a single phone call and say, you need to fire her. He didn't call any speaking gig that she had and say, you need to fire her. You know who did it? Those people did it. Because they know the vile, cruel, crass nature of Kathy Griffin and leftism. And expect more, folks. This is not done. This is the beginning of an avalanche against leftism that they can't stop. Have you ever seen an avalanche if the snow just starts to crack? That's where you are right now, watching this whole thing play out. And it's so funny. A person from USA Today described this event. He said this. You didn't have to be 2 feet away from comedian Kathy Griffin at the press conference podium Friday morning as I was to see the media event only worsened a still spiraling disaster. But it sure helped to see close up the damage from this misguided effort following the release of a Tyler Shields photograph of her holding up a fake severed head of President Donald Trump. As Griffin entered the too small conference room with her attorney Lisa Bloom, she appeared startled, inhaling sharply. Every inch of space was occupied with reporters from USA Today, NBC, ABC, Extra, TMZ, E. These are all Entertainment Tonight. These are all the pop culture folks, guys. This wasn't Fox News and MSNBC and CNN. This was pop culture striking back at Kathy Griffin. And there was no effort. When she gave her little mea culpa, and we'll finish it here in a second, and maybe I have to go in another segment. What do you guys think? I don't know. We may run out of time. But she didn't talk about Barron, but there's more to talk about with Barron. Because Kathy Griffin intentionally went after Barron. She certainly did. Let's finish the clip, and then we'll, if we can get to this, we'll try to.
The Secret Service has reached out to her. The Secret Service has reached out to a comedian. She has had to retain a criminal attorney who is here today, Dmitry Gorin. That's Dmitry Gorin. And he can answer questions at the end about his work. For the first time in history that we are aware of, the President of the United States and his family is personally attempting to ruin a comedian.
This. I'm under a Secret Service investigation.
And the first family did not come after you with any of the other presidents. You know, it is
yes.
So unpresidential for them to respond.
And I get what I am. I'm the shiny object. I get it. We all know what's going on here. They're using me as a shiny object.
I love this. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. She's a shiny object. Yeah, because Donald Trump, he wanted a shiny object. He needed things to be in the news cycle. And Kathy, he said, he called up Kathy and said, hey, look, it'd be really great, Kathy, if you were to take a severed head of mine and hold it up as if it were cut off by ISIS. And that would be like huge. It would be really great. And then I promise I won't come after you. Everything will be good and you're going to love it. And it'll be a career builder. Yeah, why don't you do that, Kathy, and then the family can come after you and you can play the victim.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I love sporting events. The atmosphere, the crowd. I even enjoy waiting in line. Because while I'm standing next to you, the RFID scanner in my pocket is capturing your personal information. From debit and credit cards, even your apartment building key. So you'll still be paying for this game long after it's over.
Every 2 seconds, someone is a victim of identity fraud. This Father's Day, protect Dad from crimes he can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in all Dad's favorite styles. Bifold, trifold, and even front pocket wallets and money clips. ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over 10 years ago. ID Stronghold wallets look great and even cost about the same as wallets in most stores.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold.
For Father's Day, go to IDStronghold.com and get a free mini wallet with purchases of any wallet order over $20.
IDStronghold.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I get what I am. I'm the shiny object. I get it. We all know what's going on here. They're using me as a shiny object so that nobody's talking about his FBI investigation. All right? I get it. And I made a horrible, horrible mistake, and I made a horrible call. I understand. But absolutely, I don't think I will have a career after this. I think he, I'm going to be honest, he broke me. And then I was like, no, this isn't right. This isn't right. And I apologized because that was the right thing to do, and I meant it. And then I saw the tide turning, and I saw what they were doing, and I went, oh, okay, they're trying to spin this, and they're making it about Barron, and obviously that was never my intent. I would never want to hurt anyone, much less a child, but I started to see what was really happening, and then it was a mob mentality pile on.
And so many people have expressed to me personally across the country at my shows, they're scared. So, yeah, I don't know.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Kathy Griffin crying, oh, my God, oh, my God. I'm just a shiny object. They wanted to do all this to take their mind off of this FBI investigation. That doesn't exist. Yeah. Donald Trump wanted Kathy Lee to cut his head off in effigy, raise it up, and pretend that she had done some jihad to him because he wanted to get the attention off of his FBI investigation. That's what they want you to believe. That's what they want you to believe. And then she goes on to say, he broke me. Oh, wait a minute, Kathy. Just saying, you might have broken yourself. I'm just saying. Because last time I checked, nobody from the Trump administration, Donald Trump, Paul Manafort, Corey Lewandowski, Kellyanne Conway, nor Vladimir Putin made you do this. You did it on your own. And you know what? You ever had somebody that you just like, you can cry to the... I'm a sensitive dude. I see people crying. I get like, oh, man, that's sad. I almost want to cry with them. You know, I have that level of sensitivity. When she's crying, I was like, I'm like... I'm laughing at her. Like, it's finally time you suckers get your payback for all the crap you do. She goes on to say this. I meant my apology. And she says, it's not right. He broke me. It's not right. It's not right that I did what I did and that he actually fired back. And if people got mad at what I did. Yeah, people are a little sensitive, Kathy Griffin, to you cutting off heads. Because you know why? Let me tell you. If she'd done that stunt maybe back in the 60s or 70s, we might not have thought very much of it. Because we weren't worried about getting our heads cut off. Today, we are worried about getting our heads cut off. You know why? Because of people like Kathy Griffin. Did I get too... Was that too ethnic? Because of people like Kathy Griffin. Did you understand that, white people? Okay, good, good. We're all together. I meant my apology. No, you didn't. Because if you meant your apology, you'd learn something. You would have learned something. You wouldn't have come out with this second thing of, this is my mentality. She said it was because of the tide started turning against her. She had apologized. It should all be over. She should have a career builder. It may very well be. It isn't over yet, people. Depends on how you react. But I love this part. She says, I had no intent to hurt a child. Talking about Barron, because that's what people were most infuriated about. They were like, when they found out that little Barron actually thought his father's head had been cut off, they got incensed. And let me put it to you this way. If I were traveling somewhere, because I got to go to Paris as an example, and somebody raised the head up of me, and my little boy saw it and thought that I had been killed in Paris... You better hope I don't have access to drones or Secret Service people, because I'd come kick the crap. I would tell them, hold them there. Don't touch them. Just bring them to a secure location, because Kevin Jackson's about to get on some butt-kicking shoes. That's what I'd do. I'd whoop your head. And I don't care what gender you are. You deserve your butt kicked. And if you want to bring Hillary Clinton and Gloria Steinem, bring them. I don't care. That should not be done. I wouldn't beat up a woman. All you people out there, Kevin, I agree with you, but I still wouldn't hit a woman. Well, you must think Kathy Griffin is a woman. I would say, no, she declared as a man the minute I walked in. She found her oats, put her hand in her crotch, and lifted it up and said, let's do this. And then we did it. Let's just talk about what she said about Barron, okay? Here's what she said. This was 6 months ago. Kathy Griffin thinks comedy should go all out on President Piece of Boop Donald Trump. An article by Shira Levine. It's a question a lot of comedians are asking themselves lately. What should comedy look like during the Trump presidency? Now more than ever, we must absolutely go for all the absurdities, Kathy Griffin told Vulture, at the Equality Now Gala Tuesday night? For me, that's Trump and all things Trump. It's not about trying to be an equal opportunity offender anymore because Hillary got such a beatdown. It's his turn. So, I'm happy to deliver beatdown to Donald Trump and also to Barron. You know, a lot of comics are going to go hard for Donald. My edge is that I'll go direct for Barron. I'm going to get in ahead of the game. Pardon the pun. I just put that part in there. Did you get it? I'm going to get in ahead of the game. That's why I'm so funny. What? You said that's why I'm full of myself. Boy, give me something to throw. No, something bigger. Kathy Griffin, 6 months ago, said she was going after Barron. She didn't say it once, folks. She said it twice, just to make it nice. Happy to deliver a beatdown to Donald Trump and also to Barron. Go hard for Donald, but my edge is I'll go direct for Barron. She wanted to make sure her audience knew kids were not off limits. Nothing was off limits when it came to attacking Donald Trump. And now this shrew wants to get in front of the camera and go, I would never go after a kid. He's a kid, for goodness sakes. It's a mob mentality that they're coming after me. No, Kathy. It's a mob mentality that you people have suffered for long enough. And now, what they're not used to, folks, I want you to keep in mind, the left is not used to us fighting back. They're not used to us saying, you know what, you bunch of suckers, enough is enough. Guys, I'll tell you, I am not in here to brag about what I do. I'm only going to give you the truth. These chumps write to me. They don't write to me nearly as much, but they used to write to me. They would threaten me. They would talk about, we're going to send your stuff to the New York Times. I'm sending this tweet to the Wall Street Journal. I'm sending this over to Fox. And I would say, do it. And I would, with strong words to follow. And I would say, do it. I'll reinforce what I just said to you. Do it. Because let me tell you something. Nobody, there's no amount of money that you can pay me that makes me not come back at you hard. Nothing. Fox could say to me, Kevin, we're taking your deal away today because you tweeted this. I'd say, fine, be gone. It isn't because I don't respect their brand, but they're going to respect me. You come at me correct, I'll come at you correct. You don't, and I'll get in your face. That's what I'd rather be known for. And I don't have to be a rich man when I leave this earth because I will be rich in my heart. Kathy Griffin is a putz. She brought everything onto herself, and now she's doing exactly the liberal thing. And as that USA Today person that was at the press conference said, I watched her spiral. What were his exact words? Something about, you know, she's just completely spiraling. What did he say? He said, 2 feet away, he says, to see that the media event only worsened a still spiraling disaster. He is so right. So right. She's lucky the president didn't authorize a drone strike, but he probably didn't want to have to clean up the puddle of silicone. Whew, that woman is ugly. Now, I love when she says, my fans are scared for me. Really? What fans? You're a D-lister. Look, she thought this was going to put her on the map. She thought this was going to make people love her. And the only reason why I'm covering this topic again is because of little Barron and having kids myself and wondering, what's in this little kid's head? He's watched his father go from a revered man that people loved and respected to somebody who gets death threats daily. They mark up his buildings. They do ungodly things to the Trump name, to his, he's burned in effigy, hung in effigy, you name it. And then they pull stunts like this and expect to get away with it.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.